We found that the transition, the agency's transition to hybrid service delivery had impacts in three different areas. So in terms of impacts on clients, there were a few points that we found. So one area is that the digital literacy among clients and their ability to access the tools and technologies to be able to access those services was one of the challenges that agencies faced. So agencies were able to provide new services to clients in relation to the changes to online delivery, but sometimes there was a mismatch between the programs that they were able to deliver and a client's ability to access them. There was also one of our other findings was that the success of the programs that agencies were able to deliver largely depends on community outreach, which was also severely impacted during the pandemic. So that that affected agencies' ability to deliver programming to the community. So this also presents shows us that in-person service delivery is still needed. During the pandemic, agencies also found that client needs became more complex. And so this required maybe a change in the types of programming required for them. On the staff and recruitment front, agencies are heavily reliant on volunteers for their staffing, and the recruitment and the training of volunteers during the pandemic became more difficult. Not only that, but also deploying and coordinating volunteers to be able to provide services to clients wasn't always straightforward. Sometimes it's easier in an in-person context to be able to bring in a volunteer who has the language abilities to be able to translate, who might be readily available in a digital setting that might not always be as easy to do, to find a volunteer available at that time that the client needs to meet with the agency. As well, coordinating and training volunteers in this digital setting requires more organizational capacity, which was another challenge faced by these agencies. Agencies were quite, you know, they prioritized the mental health of their staff during the pandemic, and so they weren't going to add more work to their staff in order to be able to coordinate volunteers, because it would have been more work in the digital setting as well. And then finally, in terms of funding, during the pandemic, there was a shift in the sources of revenues that agencies had. So agency managers reported that they lost, 48% of managers reported that they lost revenue from user fees and fundraising. However, that revenue shifted, the revenue sources shifted to government sources of funding instead. They did experience some flexibility on behalf of their donors in terms of changing client targets to account for the growing complexity of their clients' needs. And so they were able to serve less clients, but to address more of the different needs that presented themselves during this pandemic. As well, the service catchment areas for each agency expanded, which means that agencies were providing services outside of the traditional geographical area that they would have previously. And one of our findings is that this might raise issues in terms of funding allocations and potential competition between agencies. So our findings on this front were that agencies should be able to easily deploy and repurpose funding based on the needs, the changing needs. And sometimes monitoring and accountability metrics need to be adjusted. And perhaps there needs to be a mechanism for coordinating services between agencies to reduce the potential for competition.
Do you have anything to add?
The only thing I would add is that there is a need for very vulnerable migrants. So asylum seekers, some government-assisted refugees, that they have a hybrid set of services. They need both in-person as well as online, because it's not just that they lack digital literacy. For many of them, they lack literacy in English, which is much more in demand when you're trying to access services online.